You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, one of my favorite Nerd Talk stories of the year. Cheap, low-hanging fruit. It was actually on yesterday's Nerd Talk, but I can't wait to talk about it here after this.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Way back when, a million years ago, or yesterday, or whatever, in the first phase of lockdowns, more than half of Americans surveyed, 55%, turned to video games as a means to socialize. Wow, way lower than I thought. I'd like to know what percentage turned to getting drunk on Zoom calls. Ticketmaster is coughing up $10 million as a criminal fine for hacking into a rival ticket sales company. Holy crap! Remember when getting mad about fees was the thing we got to be grumpy about? And finally, the giant commerce web woven from the spidery butt of Amazon just grew stronger and bigger as the retailer bought its first delivery jets. Yeah, they already had like 70-something of them, but they're all leased. These planes will be the first that they actually own. Like their warehouses now, how long until they have the AI that can just replace the human pilots and have drone planes delivering cargo around the world?
Beep up, boop, beep up.
3 years.
Oh, okay.
Nerd talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
I think about Amazon a lot, but usually it's from the impact that it's caused on the city that I lived in, where everything became absurdly unaffordable and no one could continue to enjoy the best parts about what makes Seattle great. Amazon puts all of their, not all, but like a ton of their, like, what do you call it? Like corporate staff, all within like blocks of where I used to live. And it was already like pretty hard to afford, but then it just went through the roof. They started building all these new fancy places that no one can afford to live in unless you're making a salary that's six figures or you have to have 50 roommates or whatever. I'm old. I can't have that many roommates. I'm married. I have a child. So here we are in the suburbs. And I think about that a lot, just about the impact that it has just on our little community. And then beyond that, the warehouses with all of the, the robots, I guess is what they are, that are starting to do the work of humans, sorting and sifting through everything so it can be distributed as fast as possible. Then Amazon buys some airplanes. And I'm joking there, but like how long until those airplanes don't need a human on board and they can fly them from a facility and then the facility can be replaced by robots. And then suddenly you've got this like infrastructure, this delivery network everywhere that's at best taking away jobs, destroying small business, and at worst enabling a system where we're dependent on machine labor. Now, I mean, that could, for me, that's the worst because it becomes about not like the essence of being able to communicate as a human, which I'm doing poorly here, but the essence of being able to like form relationships and stuff. When you replace it with robots, then our nature is going to change significantly, which is probably inevitable. So I shouldn't be too freaked out about it. So on a small level, we have just the cities that we live in being changed by it. Also, our convenience is going way through the roof. Then you have the larger kind of like 10, 20, 30 years down the road thing. And it's like pretty freaky. Amazon's pretty terrifying, even though I know tons of awesome people that work there. And like, I remember being a kid and there was going to be, there's this huge, I'm from New Mexico originally, and in Albuquerque, there's just land. You just have land. Parking lots are massive. Tons of room to park. You can have an In-N-Out burger without worrying about shutting down major roads. Or like when the Chick-fil-A opened in Bellevue and then suddenly they had to have like hired off-duty police officers to wave people off or in to control the traffic flow. It's still a problem. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, that's not a thing. You just have giant parking lots, and that parking lot might be a mess, but whatever. It's private property. Just go to town. Who cares? So when there was this giant lot, we called it a mesa, even though it technically wasn't. It's just an undeveloped lot, like probably like, I don't know, hundreds if not thousands of acres across the street from our house. And, you know, it's going to be developed over time. That's the way the Southwest grows. And I remember my mom going to meeting after meeting to fight against Walmart moving in there. Ultimately, the homeowners in the area lost that and a giant Walmart supercenter was built. And okay, fine. But that was a big thing. People were like, she was so worried about what it would do to the surrounding businesses and small businesses specifically. My dad ran a one-man company. Is so worried. They were so worrying about how that would put small businesses out. Like, we never ate at like a chain restaurant other than like a fast food place when I was a kid. We always went to like the place where you knew the dude's name or the lady's name, Helen's Great Wall of China. Yeah, like stuff like that. This seems like it's taking it to a whole new level, like where the infrastructure is going in around the planet. I don't know. I'm sure many people have pontificated about this at greater lengths, but it is worrying and troublesome and also fascinating. I mean, that's all this can only happen, assuming that the mind control chips are delivered to us properly in the COVID vaccine, right? That is a conspiracy. I'm just joking. People are talking about that. But the conspiracy really got taken to a new level by some serious internet trolls. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Conspiracy theorists are sharing the now not so secret diagram of 5G microchips in the COVID vaccine that the government is using for mind control. Only, wait a second, it's no microchip. The diagram is actually a schematic for how you build a guitar pedal, specifically the Boss Metal Zone MT2. Control your mind, hardly. Melt your face, perhaps. Switching to insect-based pet foods over the lifetime of a 55-pound dog could save the equivalent of flying from New York to Chicago twice a day for a year. That's in CO2 damage alone, says the story at Mike.com. That's about time that dogs can get even with the fleas and eat them. And finally, love this headline at Space.com. Bad space weather may make life impossible near Proxima Centauri. That's a system just 4 light years from here. We think one of the planets might be suitable for life. However, it might be too bad a space weather for us to survive. I don't know. We have people living in Arizona, so really anything's possible. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Okay, that was from yesterday. I didn't do a Nerd Talk podcast yesterday because I was too busy making videos or something. Yeah, that's what it was, videos. Follow me on TikTok and Instagram and all these places at Hey Gregor, if you would, because I'm starting to post more content about Nerd Talk there, and it's fun. Anyway, what else happened? There's another. I'm going to do a third Nerd Talk today. Wow, bonus episode. Look at you. Oh, yeah, it's about sending awful dick pics. Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah! An image conversion company, Looking Glass, says using AI, it can take any photo and turn it into a hologram. There's a little more to it than that, but I'm guessing anyone who's ever received an unwanted pic just shuddered to think what the future might hold. Ooh. While we're at it, imagine a future where you don't have to sort your own recycling. Just send it to the factory and let the robots sift through it. Amp Robotics is working on this solution, and even if the recycling industry is largely a cover by the plastics industry to make us feel better about our consumption, I think it's still a cool step towards a cleaner future. And finally, a bandage company has a design that will change the color of the material if your wound should get infected. Well, that's pretty cool. The top comment on this Reddit post from an alleged cabinet maker says, skip the bandage and just rub honey on it. What? I've never heard of that. Is that a thing? That's probably how you get eaten by ants. Ooh, or a bear. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Thanks for hanging out today. I can't imagine when people get helicoptering wiener holograms sent to them. Emperor Palpatine is like, hey, good. Darth Vader will never be able to experience that. Ooh, sick burn. Ooh, double burn!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.